Hi, boys and girls. Well, I hope your Thanksgiving was delicious and that your holiday shopping started with all the peace and goodwill that this season is all about. Well, today we're going to look at Uncle Jay's special guide to understanding the news during the holidays. And that's why Uncle Jay's news word for this week is mandatory. Mandatory means something that you have to do no matter what. And there are a bunch of stories during the holidays that the news just can't not do. For example, we have to hear about all of the lawsuits over nativity scenes. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and usually a sheep or two. What is the problem? Your lawn is fine. My lawn is fine. But any religious scene on a property paid for by tax dollars is illegal, especially the dollars that have the "In God We Trust" on them. And they pretty much all do. The news also has to tell us about all the store employees who have to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and all the Santas who can't say Ho, Ho, Ho anymore because is a copyright infringement on 50 Cent, or maybe it goes back to that old Hugh Grant story. Uncle Jay really can't keep up with this one. The news likes to call these stories the War on Christmas, because war gets good ratings, and the news is kind of stuck in a lull right now between the war in Iraq and the war in Iran. Well, another holiday news story that is mandatory is about all those hard-to-find toys and the lengths and expenses that parents go through trying to make their kids feel happy and popular. When you see these stories on the news, boys and girls, remember, if your parents aren't doing these things, they probably don't love you. More proof of that, in fact, are the stories about the dangerous toys that they say you shouldn't have. This is actually a conspiracy between parents and the news. They just want to keep perfectly safe toys away from you. They just don't want you to have them. They don't love you. Other holiday news stories that are include the actual cost of all the items in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, tips on how to behave yourself and not lose your job at an office Christmas holiday party, and of course the story about what it's like now in the city of Bethlehem. One day a year, all the news people go to Bethlehem and report on Bethlehem Phil and whether or not he'll come out and see his shadow. You'll see all those stories and more during the holidays on the news.